Good evening, Parents Night In fans. My name is Justin. I'm your co-host along with Kelly.
No, I don't like that voice.
Good evening, Parents Night In fans.
That's the same voice.
Good evening, Parents Night In fans.
Tonight, we're doing another live reaction video because you people voted for this movie.
Yes.
Because it's topical. The director of it recently passed away.
Oh,
Joel
yeah.
Schumacher.
I thought this was him.
88, I believe. You haven't seen much Joel Schumacher, have you?
I've seen Batman Forever.
Condolences.
What else has he done?
Batman and Robin.
I've seen that too.
That may be the worst movie I've ever seen. But Joel Schumacher actually did some good films. The Lost Boys is one of them. He did Flatliners, which is another good piece of crap. And maybe his best movie was Falling Down, starring Michael Douglas.
Oh, he did that one?
He did that one. He did The Client and A Time to Kill, which was Matthew McConaughey's breakout. All right.
Did he say that in the movie?
Come on, Murph.
Yikes.
It's a time to kill.
No, stop.
Anyway, we're watching The Lost Boys. This was one of my original awesomely shitty movies, actually, at Inifo.com. Has a lot of sentimental value for me because I grew up with it, so to speak. It was my favorite vampire movie for several years. Because it was a modern take on it, and everyone in it is so cool. You've never seen it. Do you know anything about it?
I'm aware of the movie and like kind of what it is.
Do you know why it was called The Lost Boys?
No, I actually don't.
It was supposed to be kind of a Peter Pan type vampire movie. It was supposed to be a bunch of 12-year-olds. And then Joel Schumacher said, well, we're marketing this toward teens, right? So let's make them teens. And let's make
teens are sexy.
Let's make them sexy teens.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hence, all the purdy people that are in it.
Mm.
Jamie Gertz is absolutely delicious.
She's gorge.
Jason Patrick is a gorgeous man.
Mm.
Kiefer Sutherland is like the coolest guy ever at the time.
Yeah.
Part of what I love about this movie is just the location.
Mm.
It's this fabulous carnival area.
Like a seaside beach
Yeah, seaside
carnival.
Boardwalk carnival in California.
What town does it actually set in?
It's a fictitious town called Santa Carla.
Right.
Maybe you can look this up. I'm not sure where it was actually shot. But the carnival is still there because they shot us there. So for me, this is like a quintessential summer movie because it has that whole just hanging out in the summer.
Hanging out outside, yeah. Summer!
Vibe. Going down Senna. Hey, can we go down the Senna? Go on the boardwalk?
He's really terrorizing those merry-go-round lovers.
Merry-go-rounders? Carousellers? Carousellites? Look who else is in it. Corey Feldman, Corey Haim, both Coreys are in it.
They're Corey and Corey.
Fangs!
Smells like someone dead.
Jason Patrick was so purdy.
Yeah, he's a purdy man.
What's that smell? Oh, I farted. I'm sorry, son. I farted because that song came on. I got really excited, and when I get excited, I squirt. Uh-oh, it's the murder capital of the world.
That's not good.
I wouldn't want to move there.
No.
Why are they moving there?
Jason Patrick looks concerned.
He does.
Faces come out of the rain.
This is Echo and the Bunnymen. This was the first...
That woman was licking a rat.
I had never heard the Doors version before this movie.
That woman was licking a rat.
Well, you know, Santa Carla is a weird place, Kelly. What do you do with rats?
She was making out with a rat.
But Kelly, what do you do with rats?
I don't make out with them.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
You shouldn't be tonguing the rat.
Better than tonguing... some guy's butt.
What?
So no word on where it was shot?
Not yet.
Damn it, woman.
Oh, is that all I'm good for? All that
no.
I'm good for is looking stuff up. Stop.
Stop up.
Hold on, let me take that again. All I'm good for is looking stuff up on Google. Google. Google.
A Richard Donner production. Was Donner supposed to direct this originally?
Can we talk about something for a second?
What?
You ignored my song.
I didn't ignore it. I heard it.
Oh.
I chose not to mention it.
Oh, no. Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
It's the famous Santa Cruz boardwalk.
I want to go there. We should go there.
You can visit these California locations seen in the Lost Boys movie.
And us now.
I don't understand why his mom would move him to the murder capital of the world. This seems like a bad decision.
Well, you'll see in a minute. They're moving in with her dad because she just got divorced.
Well, you would think that her dad would move out of the murder capital of the world.
Well, you know, her dad is just kind of set in his ways.
You know, you're defending her dad an awful lot.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that's how he is. There's not much you can do about it.
I have an idea.
What?
He could move.
He could move, but he's an old man, and it's hard to teach an old man new tricks about moving.
I don't think that's the saying.
It isn't? It's hard to teach an old man new houses.
There you go.
Is that better?
I'm playing dead. If some hippie comes to try to rob my house, I'm gonna shit in my hand and throw it at him.
Jesus.
Wow, his house is super creepy.
That is not a good place to live.
There's dead animals everywhere.
That is not a good place to raise a child. Taxidermy everywhere. Eee!
A lot of dead animals in that room.
That's too many dead animals.
That's for goddamn sure.
That's too many. Peanut butter boppers! I used to love those! They were so good! Did you ever eat those?
I didn't.
They were like a granola bar, and then they were rolled up into a tube.
Yeah.
And they had like a tube of peanut butter in the middle of them.
Interesting. He has no TV, but he gets TV Guide. Read the TV Guide. You don't need a TV.
It's a good point.
It's not. It's not a good point.
Great. It's a great point.
The TV Guide was not a substitute for the television.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Gramps is on to something.
Is he? What's he on to? Oh my God, here it is, Kelly.
Oh, this is it. I've seen this scene.
Look at him.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
He's got fantastic ponytail, half ponytail.
He's got the half up, half down thing going on.
It's amazing.
His muscles have been oiled perfectly.
If I could do that and had those muscles, I would absolutely look like that. Would you love me then?
If you greased up your muscles?
And had a half ponytail? And played the saxophone?
Maybe. He looks like Shawn Michaels.
He's a magnificent specimen who writes a fantastic, crappy song.
Is it actually his song?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you Google Tim Capello, I Still Believe, this is it.
Can you tell me why they have to... Why they have to dance...
What?
Can you tell me why they have to dance on stage with flaming trash cans?
Because flaming trash cans are cool, Kelly.
Oh.
They had to warm themselves by the trash fire in order to... It's like...
Otherwise your fingers were going numb in the Santa Carla summer heat.
It's like homeless rock and roll.
Homeless rock and roll. Mama's getting the lay of the land and thinking, what the hell did I do?
I'm in a town of weirdos juggling things and playing saxophones with no
Vernon
shirts.
Beasley.
And no televisions.
Hey!
Look who it is.
It's Mr. Gilmore!
It's Lorelai's dad.
Richard Gilmore! What are you doing here, Richard?
Look at his jacket.
It's amazing.
Did he steal all of David Byrne's clothes? I went into David Byrne's closet, and it's the same as it ever was. These guys are such metalheads. Look at them.
She's a little too forgiving, because you know what? It's not going to end well with those boys,
How do you know?
They look like bad characters, Justin.
Kelly?
The movie's not called The Happy Vampires.
Kelly? It's called Don't Judge Metalheads by Their Hair.
I wasn't judging them because of their hair.
That's the name of the movie.
I was judging them.
I tricked you. What are you drinking?
Coors Light.
Wow.
Not proud.
You shouldn't be.
Well, the IPAs are super strong and a little too dank for me. And
I'm drinking vitamin C summer something.
I'm drinking vitamin C summer something.
I think it's called Double Summer. It's a double IPA.
I believe you were right.
Dude,
actually.
Look at this store. Look how awesome the store is. It's a comic book store.
Can
look
we
at
talk
all
about
comic
his
books.
Outfit first?
Look at all the comic books.
I see all the comic books.
Vampire comics.
Vampires everywhere. Oh, no.
Wow.
What will we do, Karen?
Karen?
The names of the Frog Brothers, Edgar and Allan, are a reference to Edgar Allan Poe.
You think?
You think?
I thought it was Edgar Allan Dennehy. Little known photographer of bottled water.
Photographer of bottled water?
Yep, he takes pictures of bottled water for sale in magazines.
Mm-hmm.
To make the water look delicious.
The Vanishing Girl.
The Vanishing Girl, that's not a trick. I make that happen all the time. I talk to a girl and she disappears.
Yeah. That was very Groucho Marx of you.
I talk to a girl and she disappears.
She's literally like hanging out in the back reading a comic.
They stole a bunch of comics and rather than make out with each other, she's like, oh, let's read these comics we stole that would have cost us $2.
Why did they open the car like a can of tuna or sardines or whatever?
Who's they?
I don't know. Probably Kiefer Sutherland and friends.
What if Kiefer Sutherland is the good guy?
What if he is?
Then you have severely misjudged these metalheads.
Now, what I don't know is whether you're defending them just because they're metalheads and you were a metalhead and you feel like metalheads get a bad rap, when in this case they probably actually are the bad guys and you're just trying to throw me off the trail and I'm losing the scent and I'm not even sure where the sentence went and this is really difficult for me to do. And so until I find it again, I'm just going to keep saying all the things that kind of circle me back to where I was when I started the sentence, which was something about, I think Kiefer Sutherland is the bad guy.
So we've accomplished nothing here, is what you're saying. He's back at the comic store. That's where I'd be all day, reading comics.
His shirt looks like a comic.
It's true, it does. Behind them is a Dark Knight Returns poster. Greatest comic I've ever written.
I'm learning so much about comics. Ooh. Pretty sure that's not the point of this movie, but...
It should be. Comics.
You should just call the movie The Lost Comics.
The Lost Comics. Ooh, Star Trek comics.
Jesus.
What?
Who's the other guy?
I don't think he really ever did anything else.
Oh my god. You know what? He probably was like, I really liked doing that movie. That comic book character was pretty awesome. Mm. I think I'm going to own a comic store.
Maybe he did. That would be
pretty
fitting.
Meta.
Kelly's going to look it up on Google.
That was harsh, man. What are you looking up?
I'm looking up the other comic book nerd. Yeah, he doesn't even have a picture on IMDb. Yeah. Jameson Newlander.
Jameson Brett Newlander is best known for playing Alan Frog, one of two vampire hunting brothers. Born April 2nd, 1970.
Wow.
He did other things.
Did he?
What He's else? Got a filmography.
Hey, Kermit, what else did he do?
He was in 16 different movies. He was on one episode of Valerie as Malcolm Hyena.
Malcolm Hyena.
Malcolm, quote, Hyena.
So he's Alan Frog and Malcolm Hyena. He apparently only plays... He's typecast as animal-named people.
Nah. Then he was in The Blob as Anthony.
As Anthony Mosquito?
He was in A Tale of Two Corys as a cop.
As Bill Platypus?
He's in a movie that comes out in 2020 called Running with Fear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
As Dave Mammoth?
Dave Mammoth. He was in Bone Tomahawk as the mayor.
Bone Tomahawk. Fuck, I need to watch that.
Oh, you know what that is?
I know what it is. Yeah, it's a Kurt Russell Western, except it's about zombies.
Oh, he really likes this zombie vampire thing. It's
supposed to be good.
In the dying days of the Old West, an elderly sheriff and his posse set out to rescue their town's doctor from cannibalistic cave dwellers.
Look, they have a Jim Morrison
this
poster.
This flick is sure to please the whole family.
That is, if the whole family is disturbed assholes.
Oh, there's more trash can fires.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of it. It's a lot of homeless people, I think.
I'm concerned.
You know what's sad, though? There's no, like, hallway groups singing around the trash can fire.
That is very sad.
There are two kinds of vamps that you should avoid. There are two kinds of vamps.
Oh, my God.
One has a mullet, and he is so cool, but do not make friends with him. No?
I was hoping you were going to say, one has a mullet, and he is a boy.
Ah, shit.
The other is a girl. Don't avoid her. She's actually pretty cool.
The girl is so hot, and her name is Star. That's a weird kind of name.
She hangs out with a 7-year-old, and that isn't lame.
What is it? It's creepy.
More trash can fires. Is this filmed in an alternate universe in which California doesn't have lights that aren't made of trash can fire?
Yes.
There are two kinds of light in this alternate universe. There are two kinds of light. One is a trash can, you light it on fire. There are two kinds of light. The other one is a lamp, and you can find it in some places, but most of the places not in this movie.
That was about 15 too many syllables per word.
That one got away from me there for a minute.
I think it got away from you the whole time.
It started off real good. I'm going to be honest.
It really didn't. Started off pretty terrible.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion, and you can fuck off.
And if you don't like it, fuck you.
Oh, he's reading horror comics.
Horror comics? I thought they called that porn.
I love porn.
Jesus. Heyer's root beer. Remember Heyer's root beer?
I do remember Heyer's. That was my preferred root beer as a kid.
I like how you said preferred root beer. Like a kid. A kid's like,
it's true.
Mom, make sure you buy Heyer's. That
mom,
is my preferred root beer,
I
Mom.
I prefer Heyer's over A&W. Please avoid A&W.
Were you a commercial actor?
And now, ironically,
it's the root beer preferred by 8-year-olds.
And now, ironically, I love AEW.
Uh-huh. I never had brand-named root beer when I was a kid. We always had store brand root beer.
No, Heyer's was great root beer. What happened to them?
I don't know if they're around anymore.
Is that Rob Lowe?
That looked like Jason Patrick. That'd be weird. That is Rob Lowe.
That would be weird if he had his brother in the poster. My brother's so hot. Oh, my God.
My brother's so beautiful. I don't even need celebrities on my wall.
I love my brother's face and his lips and his jaw and his eyeliner. So hot.
Back to root beer, because this is very important.
Back to root beer.
My favorite is
from this weird gay incestuous discussion.
My favorite root beer is IBC.
IBC is good root beer. Oh, God, it's maggots.
Why? How?
It was mind games. It's just rice. When I was a kid and I saw this in the theater, the maggots freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah. Star gave you the mom line. That's enough. The only people that say that are moms and teachers. Dads.
Moms, teachers, dads, cops. The judge.
Principals.
The judge told me that was enough. When I said, I can prove that I'm not drunk. Let me show you my butt.
Wow. And he said, that's enough.
He said, all right, that's enough. 3 days in jail. Thank you, Your Honor. That is a fair assessment of my butt.
The whole way that this scene is lit makes it very clear that he's the king of the vamps.
Because he has light on his face.
Yeah, he's like super pale. He's lit differently than everyone else in the room.
Yeah, but look how cool he looks.
He does magic.
But Kelly, look how cool he is.
He looks very cool. He is very cool. Super cool. Cool.
What's he drinking?
Blood.
Looks like wine to me. Try some of this, Michael. Peer pressure.
I know.
Right? Am I right?
Right. This movie is a morality play for don't do the peer pressure things that the guys hand you the bottle with and do the drinks.
And do the drinks? Look, he's superimposed over Jim Morrison's face because he looks a little bit like Jim Morrison. Drinking so, blood strange so now, when you're not vampire.
Wait, I'm a vampire because I drank blood.
Shouldn't have drank it. It was kind of bloody. He said it was wine, but it was blood. When it's blood, don't put that stuff in your mouth. When it's blood, spit it right the fuck out.
When it's blood. Blood is a bad drink. It's not a good drink. Nobody likes it. Don't drink no blood.
If you are thirsty, drink anything else. Because blood will not make you not thirst.
I think we're done. I think we're done here.
I think we've beaten it into the ground. Oh no. They're hanging off a bridge while a train is going over. That's very much like Stand By Me.
Let's move to a new town, drink blood, hang from a bridge, and visit the trains.
They all fell. They all fell down. And now he's alone by himself.
Though they all rolled over and one fell out and he gave a little scream and he gave a little shout. Please remember to tie a knot in your pajamas. Single beds were only made for one.
What the fuck? What was that?
You've heard me sing this before.
I have not.
Really?
No. So they all let go of the fucking bridge when the train came along, and then he fell into a cloud, and now he doesn't know where he the fuck went.
Where he the fuck went? Please remember to tie a knot in your leather jacket.
Please remember to fall into your bed.
Wait.
He fell into his bed.
Wait. He let go of the bridge and he fell into his bed? Does that mean all the other guys fell into their own individual beds?
Maybe.
That's how they say goodnight to each other? They're like, hang from the bridge and then go home.
And then go home. That's a portal to bed.
He's like, what the fuck? I just fell into my bed from the bridge.
He's like, I just fell asleep. Not 1 second before you opened the door. Could I sleep a little longer?
That's a lot of really good glamour shots of Jason Patrick. Well, all in a row.
He was a beautiful man.
Where's he these days?
I don't know. Did you ever see the movie Sleepers?
Mm-mm. I never watched it.
He was in that too.
Is Kevin Bacon in that?
Yes. And Brad Pitt and Billy Crudup, Minnie Driver, De Niro, Dustin Hoffman.
Oh my God, I forgot about this. I forgot, I knew it, and I forgot.
What?
When Kiefer Sutherland broke off his engagement with Julia Roberts in the early 90s, Julia ran off to Europe with Jason
with
Patrick.
Jason Patrick, that's right.
He was born John Anthony Miller. His names are neither Jason nor Patrick.
You know whose son he is?
I will figure it out. I have a guess based on his looks.
Do you? What's the guess? I'm going to guess that it's wrong, because he doesn't look at all like his dad, but... You've seen his dad in a very prominent film.
Shit-sucking vampire? I don't think he knows what vampires do.
Vampires don't suck shit.
Yeah, they definitely don't go near butts.
That would be a weird monster. Somebody should make a movie about that. A monster that comes...
A butt-sucking vampire?
That comes up and sucks the poop out of your butt?
No! You need to... You know! Stop. Take it back. Justin.
What?
First of all... That noise was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Second of all, take it back and pretend it never happened.
Take it back?
Yeah, we're going to act like that never happened.
No, that's this is a money idea, I think. Wow, he wrecked her date for nothing.
Well, she really wanted, you know, to get some Gilmore stuff.
Some Gilmore Dillmore?
Is she breastfeeding a teddy bear? What is she doing? Am I wrong? It looked like.
Is it weird that I find that image hot? He should have said, Star, I need to talk to you. Something terrible has happened.
Did she say, I can't tell you?
I can't tell you. I don't know how to help you. But let's make out. I gotta tell you, I mean, anytime that I have a problem, this would be a pretty solid solution, even though it doesn't address the problem whatsoever.
I think I'm dying. Hold on.
Let's make out. Let's do lip things.
Lip things?
And hand things. Let's do naked things. Teddy is not fucking around anymore, Kelly. Mm-hmm. He got out of Castle Rock and now he's hunting vampires. He's also not delivering trees anymore.
Yeah.
He got tired of that gig. Peltzer?
He's like, I'm no kid no more.
I got a tree. Wait, you're a vampire? Ah, Christ.
Edgar and Alan Frog.
What kind of name is Frog?
Edgar Allan Frog. Edgar Allan Poe Frog.
They're French, I believe.
Can I have the Frog Brothers over for dinner?
Mom, can I have Edgar and Alan over? Hi-ho, Edgar and Alan Frog here.
I don't think Max is the head vampire, so they're going to screw this up.
They're putting Max through all kinds of tests to see if he's a vampire.
Yeah.
You see. They tried to feed him garlic. They put holy water on him. They put a mirror in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all telltale signs of vampirism.
Where's Star?
He said, where's Star, David? Where's the Star of David?
Mm-hmm. Do any of the other vampires speak?
They have. Remember when they were chanting, Michael, Michael, Michael?
Michael, Michael, motorcycle? Turn the key and watch him pee?
Yep. They were waiting for him to urinate.
I forgot all about that song.
I forgot.
I did.
Such an important song in my life.
Michael, Michael, motorcycle, turn the key and watch him pee.
Oh, God. He's got teeth and eyes. Michael is not having this development where his friends are blood-sucking, murderous assholes.
Ma'am, I'm having urges, ma'am.
Ma'am, that's a fair trade. Never grow old, never die, but you just gotta drink blood.
No.
Just do it.
I don't want it.
Why?
I don't want to drink any blood. Duh.
Maybe it's an acquired taste.
Oh my God, he's gonna save them, isn't he? He's gonna kill Kafar via the Alan Frog Brothers. It's like the Alan Parsons Project, except it's the Alan Frog Brothers Band.
It's a progressive rock band that specializes in killing vampires?
Yes, the Alan Frog Project.
They kill vampires in odd time signatures? Wow, there's surfboards. Look at that. Surfboard. Is it sad I can't see a surfboard anymore without...
Without saying surfboard.
Surfboard.
Yeah.
I don't even know that song at all.
Me either.
Really?
I've only heard it once. Yeah. I don't remember anything about it other than Surfboard.
Surfboard? She looks fucking hot in that video, I'll tell you that. She could sell me any kind of surfboard. I don't even surf.
She could sell a ketchup surfboard to a woman in white gloves.
Ketchup surfboard.
This movie was a predecessor to Point Break.
Summer, music, surfboards.
Totally the same movie. Jason Patrick is Keanu Reeves. Star is Lori Petty. David is Bodhi. There's four of the vampires. There's four of the fucking surfers. Mm-hmm. Kelly, it's the same movie.
Oh my God, Point Break is a copycat.
Point Break copied The Lost Boys.
Who directed that movie?
Catherine Bigelow.
Really, Catherine? Really?
Really, Catherine, you ripped off Joel Schumacher.
Yes, you should write a paper on it.
I should. A paper?
Yes. You should write a paper for it and then take a picture of it with your phone and then paste it onto the Enuffa.com website.
Oh. Oh God, they're all sleeping. Look at them.
Upside down sleeper hangers.
Like bats.
Yikes.
Oh God, that's a lot of blood.
Did they really think that they were going to kill one without waking up the others?
Apparently so.
You're dead meat.
That's maybe the worst line in the movie. You're dead meat. That's something you'd say if, like, they knocked over your motorcycle.
Yeah.
You're dead meat. Not, you killed one of my three best friends.
Why'd you ghost ride my bike?
I'm very angry with you.
Now you've gone and done it.
Now you've gone and... What's the big idea?
Now you've gone and done it is another one that, like, you don't hear anymore. And why did it last as long as it did?
Did anyone ever say it?
I feel like I heard it a lot. Maybe it was, like, in cartoons or kid shows. Now you've gone and done it. You ruined my dress because you touched it with your muddy hands, you little scamp.
You little so-and-so.
I had a big old crushy crush on him when I was little.
Did you?
Yep, when he dumped Julia Roberts.
Because he was kind of a bad boy.
I was very sad because I thought she was cool and I thought he was awesome. I liked him from
I don't think he dumped her. I think she dumped him.
Maybe.
Wait, you liked him from what?
Young Guns.
Oh, Young Guns, yeah.
That's how I knew him.
Those were solid movies.
Yeah. My mom was working at a convenience store and I used to read the tabloids when I would hang out there.
And it said, Kiefer dumps Julia. Kiefer doesn't think she's such a pretty woman. Kiefer doesn't think he can stand by her. Kiefer thinks that he's a lost boyfriend.
Yes.
Wow, where'd they get all that garlic?
California has a lot of garlic, Justin.
Does it?
Yes.
That'd be an expensive grocery trip to buy that much garlic. Mm-hmm.
When I was in California, I was driving through Gilroy.
And you drove through the myrtle capital of the world?
The garlic capital of the world.
Oh, the garlic capital of the world.
Or at least of the United States. And it was, you could smell garlic in the air.
Really?
Like it was coming through the vents.
Wow.
In the car. And there were, you know that the skin on the outside of the garlic, how it's kind of papery?
Yeah.
It was floating through the air like snow.
What?
It was crazy.
That must have been delicious.
They have a big garlic
festival every year. Did you stick out your tongue and go, ha? Like a dog sticking your head out the window?
No.
Garlic! Ah! People love garlic on their tongue in Cali.
That was horrible. Do you consider this a Halloween-type movie?
It works for Halloween time, but it feels like
it's definitely a summer movie.
It's a summer movie to me because it takes place in California and it came out in the summer. And
they flew through the chimney like Santa.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers!
Somebody should have said that. Except instead of bringing gifts, they bring death.
Merry Christmas, dead meat.
Is it Christmas time? Because it smells like dead meat in here. Are we having turkey or are we having teenager?
Oh God, he fell into a tub of holy water. That doesn't bode well. That doesn't bode well for him.
Yikes! No!
I'm not sure why there's blood shooting up everywhere, but...
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
The toilets are exploding
with blood.
Well, you know...
This is a little much, Joel.
Holy water reacting with satanic vampire blood. It's a harsh reaction.
Blood in the toilet!
Exploding in the sky! Well, that's a double whammy if I ever saw one.
A double whammy.
Shot through the heart! And also the stereo! Death by stereo.
Shouldn't it be death in stereo? This should have had an effect on his voice where it was like,
death in stereo!
Jason Patrick is so pretty.
Oh, so you never found out who his dad was?
No, I didn't.
You want to know who his dad is?
Yes.
Jason Miller from The Exorcist. Father Karras.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damien?
Damien. Isn't that crazy? It looks nothing like him.
I mean...
Nothing.
I kind of see it.
No. Nonsense.
Who's his mom? Do we know his mom?
I don't know. Someone named Patrick? Sam Edgar Allen. S-E-A. They live by the sea.
Mm-hmm.
In California.
Aren't you looking for all of the...
Connections?
Yeah. Connectees.
Making connections.
Justin and Kelly making connections. Watch our movie show.
Justin and Kelly making connections. Reading things into stuff.
Reading things into stuff. Oh my God, David.
Oh my God, you're a vampire, David? Ew, David.
Ew, David.
Ew, David. You drink blood?
When he punched him, he should have said, ow, David.
Ouch, David.
Ouch, David.
Oh God, David got impaled on the horns of the animal.
But that's not wood.
The thing. It doesn't have to be wood.
Oh.
It just has to pierce his heart.
Oh, there goes the light.
The light is gone, and that means that David's light has been snuffed out.
Yep. So now I want to know how long it will take for Jason Patrick to get back to normal.
Jason?
Jason Patrick.
David wasn't the head vampire.
I figured, since Jason Patrick was still a vampire.
You see? Richard Gilmore.
Richard Gilmore is a son of a bitch.
That son of a Satan. Satan a bit.
He makes a good weird vampy wamp.
Vampy wamp?
So much better if you don't fight.
So much better if you don't fight. I don't know why you're fighting it. I mean, I'm a vampire. I'm going to drink your blood and then you live forever with me and then we'll be happy forever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fight it.
Wow. That was dramatic.
He got stabbed with a giant log of steak.
How did Grandpa know to drive the car through the house with wooden stakes all over it?
He has an innate sense of timing. Grandpa is way smarter than he seems, mm-hmm. You see. Michael's back to normal.
So Star.
So Star.
Congratulations, Star.
Ready? So hold on, Gramps. You knew the whole fucking time there were vampires and you never said a fucking word to anyone about any of it.
You just invited them here?
You son of a bitch.
Jeez.
Fuck you, Gramps. What the fuck? He knew everything. He knew it all.
Gramps was a vampire hunter.
He wasn't even a vampire hunter. He was a vampire, okay, that's fine-ish person. He was a vampire leave-it-aloner.
A vampire leave-it-aloner?
Yep.
Your hyphenates are not working very well tonight, sir.
He was a vampire ne'er-do-nothing.
Ne'er-do-nothing?
He didn't do nothing about it, did he? Until the end?
He did.
Well, at the very end when he had to, when it affected him. He was a vampire libertarian.
Gramps is a little odd.
What a dick.
Wow. Surf Nazi? What's a surf Nazi?
I don't know.
There were five of them.
There were five surf Nazis. I don't remember seeing any surf Nazis. I think I would know a surf Nazi if I saw one.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Heil Ocean. Thoughts on The Lost Boys?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really liked it. I definitely want to watch some more Joel Schumacher now because I want to see more of what he does with his kind of wacky style.
You should watch Falling Down.
Yeah.
Falling Down is like... actually a really good movie.
Does it have his flamboyance in there like this one does in like Batman movies?
Not in the same way.
Mm.
I mean, do you know what it's about at all?
Michael
Douglas is the star of it. He plays a guy who's just driven to madness and he becomes like a vigilante basically.
Mm.
And he goes nuts. It's over the top in that way where he's just cracked because the world has pushed him too far. So it dials that way up, but it's not flamboyant the same way this and like the Batman movies are. What do you think of the movie, though?
It's fun. I like it. I'll watch it again.
It's a good piece of shit.
Yeah. It's a good addition to our Halloween or late summer viewing.
Feels like summer.
Yeah.
Go to the beach and hang out on the boardwalk.
I really want to go to the boardwalk and watch that sexy, greased-up sax player.
Play some arcade games and watch the sexy, greased-up sax player.
Do you think his band is called Sax Grease?
His band is called Sax on the Beach, I would imagine.
Sax on the Beach. Oh, that was a good one. I mean, woo! He's a well-oiled sax machine.
That's brilliant.
It was really fun. Jason Patrick's real pretty. Corey Haim's adorbs.
Adorbs. Kiefer Sutherland is badass.
The other Corey says Christ.
Again, the other one says Christ.
Jamie Gertz is awesome. Her hair's so fabulous in this movie.
Jamie Gertz is so hot back then.
I'm sure she's still hot now.
She might be. I don't know. I don't know what she looks like now.
Let's check her out.
Look her up on Google. Is Jamie Gertz hot on the Google in 2020? Is she still hot?
I wasn't actually going to ask that question.
What?
Jamie Gertz on Wikipedia, her occupation is listed as actress and professional sports investor.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess she got tired of both David and Michael and was like, fuck this, I'm going to invest in the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. She's on Difficult People for one episode. She's on an episode of This Is Us. Modern Family, one episode.
Oh my God.
Entourage, one episode. She's an NBA team owner. She met her husband while working on the movie.
This movie?
Yeah.
What's his name?
He is a billionaire.
What the fuck?
Named Anthony Ressler.
Anthony Ressler?
R-E-S-S-L-E-R.
Clearly he should be a wrestler. What did Anthony...
He wasn't a billionaire when she met him.
What did he have to do with this movie?
She was making more money than him. She met him at a dinner party at the house of one of the financiers of the film.
And his name was Anthony Ressler. And he said, I am wrestling with the idea of taking you out on a date. Because I love you, because you're beautiful and star and your hair smells like sunshine. Meanwhile, Jason Patrick and Kiefer Sutherland will fight over Julia Roberts. Corey Haim and Corey Feldman will fight over who's going to be more screwed up in adulthood. Yeah. And Richard Gilmore is going to fight over who gets to be more of an asshole parent to Lorelai.
It's Emily.
Emily's the asshole parent.
She's the winner.
She wins the asshole
parent
award.
She wins the asshole parent of the lifetime. Not even of the year.
Of the lifetime.
Yeah, it's like way more than a year.
I see. Are you glad I made you watch this?
I am.
What is your favorite vampire movie?
I don't know. I don't really like Interview with a Vampire.
No. I'm not sure why you don't like it, other than, I mean, like, it's...
It's gory.
It's very bloody.
Yeah, I don't like bloody.
But I like how just gritty it is. It's... Like, if you were actually a vampire, it would be disgusting.
Yeah.
It would be a disgusting life.
Right, which is why I don't like it.
That's why I do like it. It treats the idea seriously, you know, from a practical standpoint. It would be a lonely life. It would be disgusting. It would take a lot of adjusting to be like, I have to kill people in order to survive. I actually have to drink somebody else's blood. That's gross.
This is what I hate about vampire movies. Like, what's your favorite vampire movie? None. Probably this one.
Because this one's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, it's like fun and 80s-ish, and it doesn't like go too crazy with the blood.
What about Disco Dracula?
Disco Dracula's not bad.
After this one, my favorite vampire movie for ages was Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
I mean, Gary Oldman is so awesome in that.
I might like Disco better.
Really? For those of you who don't know Disco Dracula, we're referring to the Frank Langella 1979 Dracula adaptation, which we call Disco Dracula because his hair is absurdly 70s.
And he wears like a super V-neck deep cut unbuttoned
shirt.
And
not only that, we didn't even realize this when we started calling it Disco Dracula, but it was directed by the guy who did Saturday Night Fever.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So it's Disco fucking Dracula.
Yeah.
But the Gary Oldman Dracula is so well done and so over the top, and it's just like operatic.
Mm.
And at the same time, like, all the special effects are what they would have done in the 1920s, which I think is so cool.
Mm.
They did everything in camera. But I think my favorite vampire movies now, it's a double whammy, are Let the Right One In and its American adaptation, Let Me In.
Mm.
Because once again...
I want nothing to do with either one of those movies.
You watched the Swedish one with me, and you liked it.
Yeah.
The reason I like those movies so much is because they treat the vampire thing dead seriously. And it's like, she's a vampire and her father figure has to take care of her and kill for her to feed her fresh blood every night.
Mm.
Like it would be just a torturous life.
Well, yeah.
To have to do this all the time.
I'm glad that I watched the vampire movie. I like it much, much, much better than Interview with a Vampire.
We should do a live reaction of that. So you can squirm. Squirm! Squirm!
Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to click that subscribe button and follow us on Twitter, MeWe, and Facebook.